Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Word Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us today. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2013. It is 6:04 a.m. in the Philadelphia area. Thank you so much for joining us today. We just want to read into your hearing very quickly Psalm 91. Dwells in the secret place of the Most High, of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver from the snare of the fowler. With His feathers and under His wings you shall take refuge. Shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. Serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and salvation. Amen. That is Psalm 91. Good morning to Bishop Scott. Do you have a... Bishop Scott, do you have a prayer request that you'd like to give us this morning? Okay, your phone must be on mute because we can't hear you.
Oh, yes, it was, huh? No prayer request for this morning, no.
Okay. We just want to thank God today. Excuse me, for another day. And we do want to tell God thank you for, you know, I know people were bombarding heaven, asking God to stop the government shutdown. And now the government shutdown has been...
postponed.
It's been, yeah, postponed for right now. And it's been postponed, but it's been postponed till January. And what we want to continue to do is pray, because January is coming. If Jesus doesn't come back first, January is coming. And we want to ask God for them to come to a resolution before January, so that we won't have to go through this problem again. Amen. So let's be proactive and not reactive. What we want to do is make sure that, you know, we start praying now so that God can help this situation, and we won't have to worry about going through what we've gone through this time. Many people were affected. Some people were not. But you just never know. So we want to ask God to help us so that they avoid it. Amen. We continue to pray for the president, vice president, the House, the Senate, governors, mayors. People are coming up for election, and they want to be elected, but we want to elect based on what God wants us to do. He tells us to pray for those that have rule over us, pray for leaders everywhere. We want to pray for them and pray for those in other countries as well, because they have to come to agreement of the mind as well. Even in other countries. Amen. Excuse me. All right, so that's what we're going to pray for this morning. We want to pray for the widow and the motherless this morning, the orphans, that God will bless them today. And let us not forget that when we have a need and we go to God, and we go to God's people and we ask them to pray, let us remember to continue to thank God after he answers our prayer. Let's not just go to God and dump on him when we need something and then forget about him when everything is cool. That's not a nice feeling to have to deal with. And I know that God has feelings, and we don't want to treat God as if we're using him And that's all we want him for. Amen. We want to make sure that we pray always, not just when we need him, but we pray always. The Bible tells us that men should always pray and not faint. And that's what we ought to do, is pray, because we have a real enemy out here. We have an enemy who is battling us in our minds. We're battling ourselves in our minds. Other things coming up that we're battling in our minds. And we just want to stay prayerful. And we want to make sure that we stay presence of God. He's given us this right to be able to come to him. He's torn the veil. The veil has been torn. It's been rent. So that means we can go to God and not wait for somebody to go before us. And while we still have the opportunity to go to God ourselves, let us go to God and worship him and adore him and thank him and praise him. Yes, ask our petitions of him, because he wants us to ask him. Not just go when we need something or are in dire need or, you know, are in dire straits and, you know, look like we can't find a way out of this situation. But let's go to God. We can do that. You say, how can I pray all day? Oh, you can whisper a prayer all day long. Ah, glory to God. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. We have access to him 24 hours a day. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you that we have access to you every day. Glory. Hallelujah. We have access to you, and we don't have to have a certain time or a certain day or a certain place to go to, but we have access to you, oh God, every day. And Father, I say thank you. Father, I say thank you. Hallelujah. God, for giving me access to you. Hallelujah. That I can pray, that I can come to you, Lord God. That I can get comfort from you, that I can get peace from you. Hallelujah. That I can get joy from you, that I can get a sound mind from you, mighty God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you today. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving right now, God. We enter into your courts with praise right now, Heavenly Father. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For, Lord God, you've been good to us. Hallelujah. Yes, we've gone through, Lord God. Yes, we've had pains in our bodies. Yes, we've had struggles in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, yes, this hasn't seemed right, and yes, that hasn't seemed right, but God, you are still worthy of the praise. God, you are still worthy of the glory. God, you are still worthy to be adored this morning, and we lift you up, Heavenly Father. We magnify you this morning, God, because you are still worthy. Hallelujah. Father, you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. That makes you worthy. You started us on our way again today, Lord God. Hallelujah. In our right mind. Hallelujah. This morning, we glorify you. Hallelujah. For you are truly worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory this morning. We magnify you this morning. Not our problems, Lord God. Not our situations, oh God. But we magnify you. We exalt you this morning, Heavenly Father. For you are our God. You are our refuge and strength. You are our hiding place. You are our dwelling place. You are our shield and our buckler. You are our, hallelujah, our fence of defense, Lord God. Our protection this morning. And we say thank you, Lord God, for your word says, hallelujah, when the enemy shall come in, hallelujah, it says, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. So we thank you for lifting up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, for being there for us. We thank you for standing in the gap for us. We thank you, Jesus, for making intercession for us. We thank you for sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to mortify the deeds of our flesh. We thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying us with groanings, hallelujah, praying for us that cannot be uttered, because sometimes we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, Holy Spirit, this morning. We just thank you, hallelujah, for all you've done. Thank you for every single prayer that you've answered in our lives. Hallelujah, from our childhood even to now. We thank you for answering every single prayer, hallelujah, that we've asked of you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for supplying our need, oh God. We've asked you, oh God, to supply our need, and you've done it. And you've even done it when we didn't ask.
You even done it when we didn't deserve it. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your word, for peace. Oh, God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you that we live in a free country. Thank you, Lord God, that we live in a country where we can serve you. Hallelujah. We can still serve you. Hallelujah. We can still serve you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even though the government and people will try to put restrictions on us, God, we still have the freedom to serve you. And we thank you this morning for giving us that freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the freedom to serve you. Thank you for the freedom to be able to study your word. Thank you for the freedom to be able to learn your word. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even us as women, oh God, thank you that you've given us the opportunity to study the word of God for ourselves, oh God, that we don't have to wait for our husbands. We don't have to wait for the priests. We don't have to wait for anybody, but we can study the word of God for ourselves. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you. Word, hallelujah, because in your word, hallelujah, we find wisdom. In your word, we find, hallelujah, understanding. We find knowledge. In your word, hallelujah, your word teaches us which way to go and which way not to go. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you for your word, almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, almighty God. Hallelujah, almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning. We bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you, oh God, for you're worthy of the praise, Lord God. Your word says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who forgiveth thine iniquities, who crowneth thee with good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Who cover thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you for the benefits that you have given us this morning, oh God, as being servants of you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Help us today. Strengthen us today where we're weak, oh God. Some of us are weak. Some of us need you so much more than we needed you yesterday, oh God. Father, we need you today to cover our minds with your word. Oh God, we need you this day, hallelujah, to take away all stress, to take away all fear, to take away all distractions, to take away all hurt, to take away, Lord God, all disappointments today, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're calling on you today, Lord God, to go into that place of hurt, Lord God, that we're feeling today, oh God. Go into that place of hurt, oh God, but even in that place, we still love you. We still honor you. We still praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray that when we come out of this trial, when we come out of this situation, that we will come forth as pure gold, purified, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to love our enemies. Help us to pray for our enemies. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Be kind to those that despitefully use us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are set on edge, oh God, we pray for them this morning in Jesus' name. Those that are being used as puppets by the devil to manipulate, to destroy, to hurt, oh God, we lift them up to you in the name of Jesus and ask you to forgive them, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah. Those that are bound by demons, oh God, we ask that you deliver them this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are being controlled by the devil, God, we ask you to deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I see the man in the Gadarenes, oh God, the man that was thrown about by the demons, oh God, and you went and you spoke to the demons and told them to come out, and they asked, why are you coming to bother us before our time? And you cast them into the swine, oh God, and they fell over the cliff and ran into the water, oh God. And Father, somebody needs that type of deliverance this morning. Oh God, they're bound by legions, and we ask, oh God, that you will deliver them even right now, God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Oh God, whoever it is right now, God, I ask you to deliver them from legions right now, God, in the name of Jesus. They're being tormented and don't even know that legions are leading them, that legions are guiding them and have them in delusion right now, God. But Father, I ask that the same way you delivered, oh God, that man in the Gadarenes, oh God, that you would deliver this person, oh God, in Jesus' name, and these people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bound by legions, bound by legions, bound by legions. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, Father God, deliver them even right now, God, where they are right now, if they're in the bed, if they're on their job, even, Lord God, if they're in a vehicle, wherever they are, oh, God, not that they will be hurt, oh, God, but just deliver them, God. You can do it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The torment needs to be over. God, they've been tormented all their life, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deliver them from the tormentor in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. Secretly, they're crying out to you, Lord God, because their pride is keeping them from calling out to you, Lord God. Lord, but God, I ask you to deliver them, God, in Jesus' name. Deliver them. They don't even know that they're tormented by the devil. They just know that things don't go right. They just know that they seem to be crazy. They just know that at one minute they seem to be okay, and the next minute they seem to be not. They're bipolar. They're schizo, Lord God. Deliver them this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, help them, Lord God. Some of them can't even cry out for themselves, Lord God. The Gadarene guy at the Gadarene, he couldn't cry out for himself. He was being thrashed around by the demons, oh God. But Jesus, you went to him and you spoke to the demons and told them to come out. And they knew who you were, oh God. And they asked you if they could go into the swine, and you cast them into the swine, oh God. So God, deliver this person. Deliver these people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I see people this morning who are standing in need of deliverance from legions, Lord God. And Father, the same people I'm seeing, you're showing them to me, so I ask you to deliver them in the name of Jesus. I see three people specifically, Lord God, and I ask you to deliver them. Give them a peace of mind. Give them a sound mind this morning. Deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Deliver them right now, God, according to your will, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them even now, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and then when you deliver them, Lord God, let them fill that space with your word. Let them fill it with prayer. Let them fill it, Lord God, with meditation on your word, oh, God, and prayer and fasting, oh, God, in Jesus' name, so that no more demons will come in, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will be set free and remain free, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. Deliver them from deception, oh, God. Deliver them from manipulation, oh, God. Deliver them, Father God, hallelujah, from the power trip. Deliver them, oh, God, from pride in Jesus' name, oh, God. Deliver them, oh, God. Heal them, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Some of them can't be delivered, oh, God, because they were hurt as a child, oh, God, and never addressed it, oh, God. But, Father, I ask you to help them to address it, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know, God, if you want to use, Lord God, a professional, Lord God, if you just want to do it, Lord God, wherever they are right now, because you can do that, Lord God. But however you want to do it, deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let her know, Lord God, that it's not a bad thing, Lord God, to address the issues that she dealt with when she was a little girl. Let him know, Lord God, that it's not a bad thing to deal with the issues that he had to deal with when he was a little boy. Let him know, Lord God, the pain and the hurt, that it's okay to give it to you. It's okay. It's okay to let you deliver them, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I ask you to help them even now, Jesus. I ask you to help them now, right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. The woman, oh God, that turned to lesbianism because she was hurt by a man, I pray that you heal her this morning, God, in Jesus' name. She don't even want to be a lesbian, but she don't trust men anymore. God, I ask you to deliver her right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. The guy that's a homosexual, he don't even want to be a homosexual. Every time he thinks about having sex with another man, it curls his stomach. But because he was hurt by a woman, because he was molested by a woman, because his mother rejected him, oh God, Father, he's turning to men. So God, I ask you to even heal him now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, right now in Jesus' name, those, some of them are drugs today because they were hurt. They're alcoholics today because they were hurt. They missed something in their life when they were little, or something happened to them, something tragic happened, and they're still trying to cover up the pain in their adult life. But God, I ask you to heal them and deliver them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, some of these people were rejected by their parents. They were mistreated by their siblings, oh, God. They were treated as the black sheep of the family, and they're still hurting today, Lord, and they're trying to mask the pain by alcohol or by drugs. But God, in the name of Jesus, I cry out to you to deliver them, him, her, them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody's holding on to unforgiveness, and the person that abused them is already dead. They're already gone, oh, God. Help them to forgive the person, oh, God. Help them to speak out and say, I forgive so-and-so. I forgive so-and-so. I forgive so-and-so in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Ah, Lord God, in Jesus' name, help, heal, deliver, set free, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, hallelujah, for it right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Hallelujah, glory, God. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, thank you. Oh, God, I pray for me, Lord God. Cover me today, God. Keep me safe from the enemy today, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, keep me safe from danger seen as unseen in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray your protection over my life today, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray your protection over my life, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, when the enemy shall come upon me, Lord God, like a flood, lift a standard up against him on my behalf this day, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, cover my children, my grandchildren today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every attack against them, hallelujah, because we're standing in prayer, Lord, we bow to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up my husband to you. Keep him safe, God, from dangers unseen and seen in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cry out to you, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, your word says, when we go through the fire, it shall not burn us, neither shall the flame kindle upon us. And when we go through the water, it shall not overflow us, and shall not overtake us. So be with us this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. This day, but every day, in Jesus' name. And I pray for my friends. I pray for my family, Lord. I pray for those that I don't even know, that you will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. On this day, in Jesus' name, that we will walk in your word, that we will abide by your word, that we will do those things that are pleasing to you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Supply our every need this day, O God. He said, be not worried about what we shall eat or drink or even what we shall wear. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord God. Father, you said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness this morning. In Jesus' name, and we ask you to add everything to us that we need. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. I bind and rebuke procrastination today, laziness, fear, doubt. We bind and rebuke it and take authority over it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to quickly read Proverbs chapter 6, quickly. And after we read Proverbs chapter 6, we will end the broadcast for today. And if the Lord says the same, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time. Please call in if you have a prayer request and press the number 1. Or you may join us in the chat room and type your prayer request in. I may also be contacted on Facebook at Teresa. God is making me over again. Scott, you may inbox me if you have a prayer request that you would like to give. Amen. Glory to God. And Proverbs chapter 6 says, my son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food at the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked person, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are even abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands in blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire from his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet be not burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Men, do not despise a thief, if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. See, the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. I told you the book of Proverbs tells the men to stay away from whores. It tells you, it gives you wisdom. I pray that you take this and read it in another version. If you didn't understand what we read, get an easier-to-read version and read it so that you can understand it, and not just read it, but meditate on it. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.